Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
One more time. One more time. Cast. Hi.
Hi, welcome to the Art of Decluttering. I'm your host, Kirsty Ferrugia, and
I'm your singing host. The reason this song is in my head, it's the song from Hamilton called One Last Time, but this podcast episode is called Just One More, and I just feel like Just One More, One Last Time. I don't know, one just triggered the other, so possibly unnecessary to sing you a song about it, but I did.
Yeah, thanks.
And given that I'm not the singer of the two of us, maybe I should have pre-warned Kirst and said, hey, could you sing us in, Kirst?
You still have a very lovely voice, my friend, and so I think you should not discount yourself as a singer.
Hello, listeners.
Hi.
How good of you to join in our conversation today.
And you did not start halfway through the episode, as you may have thought.
Yes,
this is actually the beginning.
This is how we start conversations occasionally, is in the middle of a conversation.
In the middle of a thought.
Exactly.
Kirsty looking crazy-eyed at Amy going, what are you doing?
What are you doing, Ames? What are you doing? Because what I, in my head, this is how it happened, is I was going to sing Just One More. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Just One More. But I sang the right words, not my made up words. So today's episode is called Just One More. And it's a little trick that we as professional organizers use when we're decluttering with clients. I use it when I'm decluttering by myself. And so we thought, let's deep dive into it. Let's talk to our community about what Just One More means, what the benefit of it is. So Kirst, what the heck does it mean?
It means, isn't that self-explanatory? Just one more.
Just one more what?
Just one more thing that you could let go of in that category or in that space. Or, yeah, is there just one more Tupperware lid that you could let go of?
So tell us about when you would use this question or this statement with your clients. What does that look like?
It looks like this question when I consider that they might have still enough.
Or too much?
Yeah, too much. And that sounds like it's a judgment call, but it is a questioning call. Like we say all the time, When we ask questions, it can come across as judgmental, but that's never our heart. Our heart is just to be questioning and to be digging deeper and to peeling back that onion skin layer by layer. And so when, for instance, my client today had loads and loads of kids' socks, and I was able to question whether or not that is if they have too much.
Do they have enough feet for their socks?
Yes. And there's only so many days in the week, and they wash every day. And even if they didn't wash every day, what would be an alternative? Could they just use their sports socks instead of school socks and send a note to school saying, sorry, we've had a rough week this week. They're in sports socks instead of school socks. Please don't punish them.
Yeah.
So just getting her to question herself. And as always, the answer can be no.
Yeah.
There is not one more that I can let go of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it because it becomes a bit of a joke with me and my clients. So as you said, Kes, it's really use the just one more when you're going through a category. And I particularly love doing it with books. And I particularly love doing it with clothes, and I love doing it with things like glasses, serving bowls, salad bowls. And so what it looks like is I'll be working with a client and we've gone through the bookshelf. I was like, okay, have you decluttered everything? And they'll say, yes. I'm like, great. Is there just one more that you can get rid of? And so often it's the point where you say, I'm done. And then it's just pushing that little bit more. It happens with clothes all the time. I've got one client who, like, she knows that that question's coming, so in her mind she's like, I'm gonna withhold one thing so that when Amy says just one more, I'll just give her that thing that I withheld. But she always forgets, and so it becomes this hysterical thing where we get to the end and she looks at me and she's like, oh no, I did it again. And I look at her, I'm like, just one more. So it can be fun. It doesn't have to be stressful, but it is really showing you that when you think that you've done it, there's always a little bit more. And usually we've kept things that, you know, there usually is just one more in every category.
And it is getting, we often talk about like using that decluttering muscle, and the more you use it, the stronger and quicker and more able you are to use that muscle. And so sometimes when you're going through that process and you're like, oh, but I just don't know which, like, I feel like I've let go of 20 pairs of black leggings, but I still have 20 pairs still left, and I can find a reason and an occasion where I would use all 20 of them in 3 days of washing. Me being facetious and exaggerating slightly. And it is that point of going, when you're on a roll with decluttering in the decluttering journey, when you start, every decision seems hard, mm-hmm. can seem that you're agonizing over each item of whatever it is that you get to. And then you get it on a roll and you gather momentum, and your muscle, decluttering muscle, is growing stronger, and it's easier for you to let go. And so often when we get to the just one more, you find it easier to let go of something because you built up that muscle, decluttering muscle memory. And that can be true the further you go in the journey as well. Mm. Like, you know, it might be hard this week. You might find it really challenging to declutter something this week, but it'll become easier next week, and it's even easier the following week. And it just gets easier and easier. We're not talking about it getting so easy that you end up becoming a one fork, one spoon family. It's just that the more you see that lightness lifting off you, and the more that you see the space in your house coming back, the easier it is for you to work towards whatever vision it is that you have for your home. And you can just go, oh, actually, just one more will give me even more space.
Mm. This is like having a conversation. Remember, the babies were little, and you'd have a conversation with the girlfriend, and you'd get like halfway through, and then you'd like, oh, but what I was going to say before is that welcome to what Kirsty and I would have been like if we had toddlers doing a podcast. Mm-hmm. Today's just a great example of that. What I was saying before Kirst remembered was that the Just One More could be excellent if you are moving onto a bit of an intentional minimalism journey, because when you get to comfortable, so when you declutter to the point where you're like, okay, everything else I need, that next step is, but is there anything I can do without? Like, yes, I might feel like I need 4 salad bowls, but if I had 3, what would that look like? Well, I guess I could just use like a big soup bowl if I had a salad, or I guess I could use the fruit bowl, or I guess I could use a mixing bowl. And so the Just One More can actually spark some of that creativity for the purpose of if you want to pursue minimalism to a deeper level.
Yeah. And I love that. Like I always love asking, what else would you do instead? Like, yeah, what would you do instead if you did run out of socks? What would you do instead if you, you know, had one extra person over for dinner than you're expecting? What would you do in blah, blah, blah? And being, as you said, being creative and coming up with other ideas of how you can solve for that problem, mm-hmm, is excellent. Because then you loosen your attachment to that one object that you were contemplating keeping, mm-hmm, because now you can see a whole host of possibilities around how you would solve for that problem.
Yes. Yes.
So yeah, because it's solving for the problem, not, yeah, keeping for the eventual, you know, a potential eventuality. Yes.
I'm thinking even of things like for the kids, when they have had multiple basketballs, they're less likely to go outside and play, because going outside and playing also involves the decision making of which basketball they need to go and get. Mm-hmm. And there's options, and this one's a bit flat. But when they have one, they just grab the basketball and go outside. And so sometimes by going the, can we declutter just one more, you are actually enabling yourself to use the things that you have. If you only have one mixing bowl and you don't have to clamber through a pile of 7 every time you want to get the mixing bowl out, are you actually more likely to bake a cake? Because the hurdles and the things in the way of getting to that one thing are reduced. So Just One More has a great purpose for actually like helping you declutter and be realistic. Like, actually, I don't need that particular dress because I don't think I'm actually going to wear it. But it also has added bonus to functionality with the things that you do have left.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was helping a client today do her kids' room, and it was so awesome just to see how much clothes were let go of. She's got these two boys several years apart, like four and a half years apart. And so there's lots of clothes that are being kept from the eldest to be given to the youngest, but they were staying in the room and in the wardrobe and in the closet instead of being, so what we did today was actually bag them up and set them aside and either put them in the top of the cupboard or put them elsewhere in the house so that this space that the boys are using is much more clearer, and they can, instead of just using that t-shirt continually that sits at the top of the pile, because there's so much in that drawer that they just have to shove everything in, they can now really easily see their t-shirts because we've let go of the excess and we've let go of and we've got rid of those in between size clothes. But it was just a really great opportunity to see just how much space is created when we realistically sit down and decide how many of a certain item we're actually going to use.
Yeah. And not how many we could use.
Yes.
But actually are going to use.
Oh, and I didn't push for any further with this client, and I didn't ask that just one more question today just because there was enough else going on.
Yeah.
But I know that she's now got the tools and the skills to go through that wardrobe again and actually look at it over the next couple of weeks and see just how many of those t-shirts the boys are wearing and just how many shorts they're wearing and how many shirts they actually need. And it'll be interesting to see what flows from the conversations that we were having today around why do we keep so much and for what purpose.
And it's kind of very tied into the Mandy deep dive, isn't it? Where the deep dive is all about going to an area that you've already decluttered and looking at it with fresh eyes, sometimes after a period of time. So it might be a week, a month, 6 months, whatever it is, and go back to that space, go back to those items and think, okay, well, I felt I had decluttered everything I could 3 months ago, but now I look at it again. Not only is there just one more, is there half? Like what else can go? And so it ties in a lot. I wonder if have we got an episode, Kirst, all about the deep dive? I feel like we maybe have, but I'm having a look through our list and I can't find it. Maybe that's what this episode really is. It's about getting to your limit and then going, just one more? Should I deep dive? Should I go deeper and go, what do I realistically need out of this? I was with a client today and we were sorting through her boys' pajamas. So she's got two boys the same age as mine. But the boys had probably, I would say, seven sets of pajamas each. Now, my boys only have two sets of pajamas each. And so I'm at one extreme, she's at the other extreme. And for her, they weren't comfortable going down to two sets of pajamas. But when they got to their comfort level and I said, is there just one more? She's like, yeah, they totally don't need this many. She felt bad because she'd wasted money. So sometimes the just one more is just that little bit of a step towards, I know I don't need all of this, and I'm just kind of dipping my toe in the water of what it would look like to really go deep diving into it.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I love, that like you can ask that question, just one more, on the day that you're decluttering it, or you can do it a week after you've decluttered, or you can come back in 6 months' time or a year's time and just say just one more. Or you can if you're talking about a really big category, like say you've got a library full of books, and I know, listeners, this is a tough subject for some of you to contemplate.
Every time we say decluttering books, we get people on our Facebook community, they're witches, burn them.
Yeah, that's the only thing I could never declutter. But let's just say you're ready to declutter some books and you do an initial sweep and you get rid of, some books, whatever. I'm not putting any number on this. But then you could set a target. Like, or you could set a challenge to yourself that you're going back every day. Or every time you finish a book, go back to that room and instead of putting the book back on the bookshelf, could you is that the one that you let go of? Or could you find one that you're actually never going to read and you just bought it and you've never been inspired to pick it up yet? So yeah, just maybe it can be like a micro declutter aspect as well, Amy, that you can like just every day go to a place and go, is there just one more?
Yes. That's so true. Like we can do a combination of the Mandy deep dive, the micro declutter, and the just one more, where you just walk past and just one more thing. I think something like your utensil drawer would be awesome for the just one more. When you open it tonight to cook dinner and you look at it, is there just one thing out of here that could go? And it breaks it down. It takes it from I have to make a decision to take 50% of all my stuff to just one. Just do one thing today.
Yeah. Create our own men's game.
I love it. Have we got any reviews, Kirst?
Oh, have we ever? We have got
loads. Because you guys are the best. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It puts big smiles on our faces, but it also helps other people find us. And you know what else helps other people find us is when you guys come and join our Facebook community. That helps because the Facebook algorithm is loving on our Out of Decluttering community page at the moment and is recommending people all over the world to join us every day. So if you haven't yet joined us, come and join the community. That's where we hang out. That's where you can ask questions, post before and after photos, encourage other people. Come and join us over there.
Yes. And now for a review that was given at the end of last year by Penguin_Laws, and it was from Apple Podcasts Australia. It says, rethink your relationship with stuff. I listen to this podcast most Mondays in my red car. Why? If it was as simple as get rid of all your stuff, it would have been over in a few episodes. I think the reason this podcast is up to more than 200 episodes is that it's about thinking differently about your stuff and your life and making it work for you. It's certainly not one size fits all. There are so many different categories of stuff to think about. And Amy and Kirsty want to support their listeners to do that thinking and take action. It's enjoyable to listen to Amy and Kirsty as they chat and laugh and it's like learning from great friends rather than being lectured to. Thank you, Penguin Loz, for that review.
Thanks, Loz. Who do we want to leave a review this week?
I know. So that person was clearly in a red car, like you shouted out in November. So
you guys are amazing. You're so obedient. Obedient's not the right word. Obliging, maybe that's the right word. So this week, if you have ordered anything online from Kmart this week, you have to leave a review for us. So we want to know in the review, can you tell us also what you ordered online? And the reason I'm picking this is there's a little story behind it. My sister rang me today while I was on my way to my client's house and said, we've run out of power. Could I go to your house to work for the day? Because she works from home as well. So I said, yeah, my desk is clear. Go and work from my house. When I got home, there's two sticky notes stuck on my office wall that says there's a picture that's available at Kmart that you need to go and buy because it matches the two pictures you already have. Because I've got a framed picture of a kookaburra, a framed picture of a koala, and Kmart have just released the kangaroo. And so I've got a tab open on my computer and I'm about to do some online shopping at Kmart. So if you too are spending some money at Kmart and doing online shopping, leave us a review this week.
Is there just one more thing you could buy from Kmart, Amy?
Well, look, it matches my set and I'm just going to do it. It'll look beautiful.
I know, and I'm just encouraging you to think about just one more thing to buy.
To not put in my cart.
Yes. So when you go to cart, open.
Yes, take one thing out.
Is there just one more thing you can take out of your cart, Amy? Yes,
okay, that's excellent. Well, at the moment there's only one thing in my cart, but I do have a few things that need to go in. And well, I will try. And so we do this with our Coles shopping.
Your answer could be no. Everybody's answer is allowed to be no. So,
but this is what we do with our Coles each week. we go through at the end. So we're online, so it's not annoying to the people having to put stuff back. But I go through the list at the very end and I try and take at least one thing out, usually chocolate.
Well, it has been a pleasure to be in your ears this week. We love you, our beautiful listeners, and can't wait to see what you thought of this episode and the thought of the concept of just one more not thing in your shopping cart.
One less thing, just one more. We hope you've stayed with us. It's been a bit of a higgledy-piggledy episode, but check out with your Kmart thing, take one thing out of the cart, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.